Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was a disaster for me, for yours truly. Some of it entertaining. There were some exciting finishes, last-second field goals as time was expiring. The Bears-Bengals game was just outright stupid, what ended up happening in the game. But a lot of times, Sam, there are weeks where you're missing it all, and damn it, I missed it all. I don't know how you did, but I had an awful weekend. And I'm really just mad at myself because I did have a couple things that happened this weekend that ended up saving my weekend, which was good in the end, one of them being the Dodgers, of course. But I kind of veered away from what we do week in, week out. You could blame whatever you want. And, you know, we all have excuses in life. But in the end, I was getting away from what the normal way that I attack games. And then, like, after all these favorites hit, this dummy's like, yeah, I think it's going to happen again. All these favorites are going to hit when, you know, I typically do not bet in that way. So I paid the piper, certainly, on NFL sides. The weekend was fine overall, but I could not pick a winner to save my life.
It's getting tougher and tougher to bet the NFL. I'll be completely honest with you. And I made two bets with my own money yesterday, Buffalo and the Raiders. And there was a chance. I actually took a picture with my phone. I was watching the triple box at that time. The Rams game was just ending. The Bills-Chiefs game was on the other TV. And then the third box was Raiders and Jaguars. And I thought to myself, I am in control of both of these games. And there's a chance that I could lose not one, but both. Mm-hmm. Because at that time, Buffalo, with a 7-point lead and 28 seconds left to go, decides to kick a field goal for no reason. Like, all you do is punt the ball, get Kansas City inside the 10 with 21 seconds, and make them go 90 yards with no timeouts. But you could see it coming. You could see the miss coming, and then let's give Mahomes the ball at the 35 or the 40 and have a chance to actually throw the ball into the end zone. I saw it coming, and the fact that it was that close was ridiculous. And then the Raiders are in overtime and allow Jacksonville to go right down the field and take up 7 of the 10 minutes in overtime, and then they score the touchdown. And I'm like, Jesus, man, like, I have a dog plus 3. It goes to overtime, which means it's the right side, but I'm going to lose that one and end up winning both. But the league is just a sweat. Most of these games come down to the final 5 minutes, and you literally close your eyes and flip a coin. And I was looking, I told Paul this about 10 minutes ago when we were logged on here, the Chicago Media Contest, which has, I believe, what, 20 people?
Don't bring it up.
I'm not going to bring up anybody specifically, but that media contest with 20 entries,
yeah,
Dan Aspen, Paul's brother, goes 4-1. Joey Romano and I go 3-2, and then everybody else had either 2-1 or 0.
Yeah, I'm
We're
a zero.
Five games. People are just getting smoked in the NFL Slaughtered. Right now, and it's very hard for me to get excited to bet a lot of money on an NFL game. And we do a gambling show for another 7 weeks. Like, this sport is stupid. It's stupid to gamble on. It really is.
One of my losses, I was okay. So one that I was like, okay, things just went against me in that one, Houston. As far as the yardage in the game, it's about even. My starting quarterback goes down.
Yeah, he gets hurt.
What are you going to do?
I had Houston.
Yeah. Early in the game, the quarterback goes down. Oh, okay. 0-3 in the red zone. Like, that's on them. I don't know. What do you do with that? And you don't score a touchdown against probably the best defense without their best defensive player. Because why? Because Davis Mills is your quarterback. And then there were some that was just like, oh, that was a dumb look. How many times? And we kept talking about it. And we talked about the other side, too. How many times did we say, what are we missing with the Colts? We missed it all, man. We've bet that Pittsburgh spot a million times over the years. A million times. And then we just decided to back away. The second you back away, after you play something time and time again, you know it's going to hit. And it ends up hitting. Ends up hitting. I don't know what J.J. McCarthy is. Like, people are going to look at that result and say, see, he's not bad. He's fine. He was good early. Look at the numbers. After early on in that game, what did he really do in that game? Did he even throw for 175 yards? I don't think so. There's just, and this league just filled with so many stupid results. The Packers outgained Carolina by over 100 yards, and they lose the game outright at home. They don't get into the end zone until the very end of the game. They've won now Carolina 4 games in a row with Bryce Young. When he's playing. But Bryce Young only had 102 yards yesterday, and he wins the game at Lambeau. Like, what the hell is happening in this league? You're right. It's just flip a freaking coin, man. I don't know what's going to happen. It's probably going to come down to the very end. And then, like, that Bears game, we heard a highlight coming in. We'll talk about that. It's 41-17. 27 Bears with 2:42 left. Paul Brown Stadium's, like, empty. Nobody's there. All the Bengals fans left. And then all of a sudden, the Bengals take the lead in the very end. And then this dumbass defense, you can't tackle anybody. Let's Loveland go for 58 yards. Just go keep on rumbling. We're just going to bounce off of you like it's Madden. It's crazy, crazy, crazy stuff that was happening in this league yesterday, man.
I was on the phone, actually, with my mom during the end of Bears-Bengals. And she's like, what are the Bears doing? I'm like, oh, it's over. They're up 14. By the time the phone call was over, I flipped that game off. So then I went back to the quad box, and the Bears are losing. And I'm like, wait a minute. I obviously wasn't paying that much attention. I'm on the phone, and we're talking about my parents are coming to town next week and everything. We're figuring all that out. And I didn't even think it was possible that the Bears could be trailing in a game where they're up with 2 minutes to go. What was it? 2 touchdowns in 55 seconds or something like that?
It was insane.
Just a bad defense. And it really speaks volumes about how bad the Bengals defense is. But if I'm a Bears fan, like, nice win, but good Lord. Like, the defense is horrible. Joe Flacco is just throwing all over you. Joe Flacco had over 400 passing yards and, what, 4 touchdowns?
Mm-hmm. And he had 470. Not just over 400, 470, almost 500.
Yeah, and Bears fans are going to puff their chests out all day today. It goes, good, better, best, never let it rest. You guys suck. Like, you guys are not that good. And it's just like, it's whatever. It's fine. Like, you got to deal with all the Bears fans and all that. I don't have to deal with that, luckily. The only thing that we can really trust is that the room will lose. The room went 2-3 in college football and 1-3 in the NFL with the Cowboys -2.5 pending tonight.
So, that, correct me if I'm wrong, Texas close 3.5.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, Here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I had Texas. I was so mad. I laid some 2.5, and I picked it on Bear Bets. We make our bets on Thursday. I picked 2.5, but then in like my newsletter, it was Friday and I was late, so I sent out Texas -3, which pushed.
Yeah,
just like I got a DM from somebody like, "Oh, nice call on Texas," because he laid 3.5. He was late to the party,
and
so it's my fault.
Yeah,
it's my fault that he didn't watch Bear Bets or get the newsletter on time, and he waited until Saturday and laid 3.5, and then decided to MF me because Texas couldn't hold an 18-point lead in the fourth quarter. I'm so frustrated with a lot of this stuff. We'll talk about it in case of the Mondays. Like, people just say whatever they want now on the internet, and like, we're supposed to just sit here and take it. Like, it's a joke. This space is a joke, man. It really is.
Yeah.
And then to top it off, while we're sweating bullets on Sunday with our bets, we got Jersey Jerry hitting a 470-1 quarterback touchdown parlay. Like, of course.
I saw the celebration. I know.
Good for him. Like, I mean, it's a great hit.
Okay, but is he betting with his money?
That's not real. It's not real.
Like, he's not betting with his money. So, whatever.
I don't know. I mean, just like – but. You know, he bets $200 and wins $95,000, and we're grinding nickels and dimes on sides like fossils. And he bets J.J. McCarthy, Daniel Jones, Caleb Williams, Trevor Lawrence, and people tailed them, and Big Cat won $140,000, and I'm happy to see people win. But it's like the things we go through, and then it's just that simple. Let me bet $200 and win $95,000.
Yeah, but – if Bill, who's listening to this show, if he hits a crazy parlay like that, guess what? He's never betting there again. It's a fake world, right? Because of their relationship with DraftKings or whatever book they're using now, they're going to make that parlay, they're going to promote it, and they're going to be able to bet again. But anybody listening to the show, anybody you know, any walk of life, they're banned from that sports book. So, like, what are we supposed to do with that? Like, okay, you don't work at Barstool. You can't keep betting there. I mean, that's basically what's happening, right? Am I wrong about any of that?
No. And then the reality is them hitting that parlay is the best thing for the book.
Of course.
Now that gets recycled all over social media, and anybody seeing that thinks to themselves, this could be me. I could do this now.
Yep,
and then other people are going to say, well, if Jersey Jerry can do it, I can do it. Because, does Jersey Jerry even know the square root of 81? I don't know. Probably not. But he hits a parlay, and he made more than I've made all season in one day. And good for him. Yeah. But it's like, this stuff isn't real. Nothing's real anymore.
I know. I don't know what it was. Like, last minute, I'm like, you know what? This guy that the Bears elevated, Britton Brown, is going to score a touchdown because why not? Are they really going to go with Manungai the entire game? Well, they probably should have because he had 176 yards, a running back that most people didn't even know who the hell he was. We've been talking about him when his props were in the 20s. But Manungai goes off against this hideous defense. But Britt Brown, I had him for an anytime touchdown, 12-1, thankfully. At least something hit for me this weekend. It's just so crazy. Like, Daniel Jones is impeccable all season, and he has 5 turnovers yesterday. What? And it's a one-score game. Steelers are +5 turnover differential, and it's a one-score game. So I don't know if you were on the wrong side. It was just you were up against it because the world was on the Colts -3, -3.5. And then the Steelers end up winning by 1 score, even though they were +5 in the point differential, or rather the turnover differential. The Colts outgained them by about 150 yards. It's like there's another result. It's like it doesn't make any sense. And Jonathan Taylor does nothing in that game. We can go over a number of these results that went down yesterday. More injuries keep piling up. Jaden Daniels probably shouldn't even be on the field, and now I don't expect to see him the rest of the year. Darnold goes off in the first half. It's halftime, and I'm thinking, should I stay up and watch this? Should I? I did. It was more background than anything because the score was done. It was a wrap. The Seahawks were winning. They were covering on the road last night. Darnold was flawless in that first half, right? 16 for 16, 282, 4 touchdowns. And then Jaden Daniels is out there late in the second half for what? And now he's done. If you're a Commanders fan, I'd be pissed too. I get it. I understand. God, I don't even... They made a social thing out of it a couple weeks ago when I asked you, and I still think we don't know the answer. I asked you, are the Packers good? And you're like, no. And then they go and beat the Steelers on the road by like 10 points that night. And then they come back this week and they lose to Carolina at home. What is this league?
Well, I'll just say this. I'm glad I didn't light my Bills futures tickets on fire. You know, some people said it was over. The Chiefs and Panthers have the same record right now, Joe. Mm.
Chiefs are out of the playoffs right now. We'll talk more about that. Monday Night Football next. This is Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.